3, 2, 1. Welcome to another episode of the Brewery Weird Podcast. How is everyone doing today? This is Alex, call me Brewery. I am your main host. I hope that everyone is doing well. I also hope that this episode helps you get through the day. If you are new to this podcast, you can follow this podcast on the following platforms. It is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. You can simply find this podcast on other platforms. If you do not have one of the listening platforms downloaded on your devices, please download it now. You are going to miss out on some episodes. You can follow this podcast on Instagram. Just press the follow button. You can subscribe to this podcast on YouTube. I have a disclaimer for this episode. I am not a lawyer. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a medical professional. I'm not someone who simply gives people professional advice. I'm not licensed. I am not giving anyone legal advice and medical advice. I'm not diagnosing anyone. This podcast is not associated with Reddit. This podcast is not working with Reddit. Reddit is not sponsoring this episode. I'm simply forming my opinion. That is all I have for this episode. So I'm going to read this post from this subreddit, Am I the Asshole? It is called, Am I the Asshole for Wanting My Friend to Buy Me New Headphones? So let me read the post right now. So a few months ago, I put my headphones in my friend's bag as I did not have anywhere to keep them. In her bag, she had her headphones, and I thought it would be fun if we took each other's by accident. When I went to use the headphones, I found out they were my friend's headphones, and they were broken, and the sound quality was terrible, so I asked if we could switch back. She forgot to bring them out for a while, so I had to use her really bad headphones. I found some new headphones in a drawer in my house and gave hers back, but when I asked for mine again, she told me her dog chewed on them and broke the wire, so I asked for some new headphones and she said no because she didn't have any money at that time, so I obviously let it go for then, but I found out not long ago after that she did have money and was just blatantly lying to me to make me feel bad, so I asked for them again, but this time, she simply refused and said that she always buys stuff for me and I never pay her back, but when I asked her to give me an example, she said she didn't have one. That's because I always pay her back. Now, all of my friends are saying it's not deep, but I think it is because they were $20 in euros headphones. Am I being an asshole and overreacting about the situation? No, you're not the asshole. I don't see you overreacting over this situation. I realize that there are imbalances in the friendship. I highly believe that you had your own hard-earned money to buy yourself headphones. This is such a big deal in a friendship. You're the one that has been fair to your friend, but your friend was not fair to you. Your friend is not reciprocating towards you. It's one thing if you want to borrow things from your friends. I don't like borrowing things from my friends. I'm just being real about it. Instead, I like to have things at my own expense because it is less of a hassle to borrow things from people. It's less drama. You're putting in the effort to be a good friend, and it shows how disrespectful your friend is. I get that you do not want to be depicted as the mean girl. I don't blame you. Every time I think about your friend, I think about the negative things you are describing of your friend. Your friend seems to be bad news in general. When it comes to damages, I don't think that your friend is someone that you can rely on at all. If I was you, I would never trust her enough to borrow my own headphones. Overall, I feel that she could have done something to it. I feel that she intentionally destroyed the headphones. That is what I believe, and I don't know if you believe it now since she showed her true colors. The time came when she showed her true colors. Overall, the fact that she decided to not buy you new headphones when she could have afforded it, it says a lot about her demeanor. I don't know why people have a hard time returning things. It should not be hard. People like to complicate things these days. The fact that she said her dog destroyed it says a lot when she's making excuses for herself. I can't stand it when people are making excuses and they expect a free pass. It doesn't make any sense. I don't know if it is possible at all. You could sue your friend and take her to court. If you have proof that you bought the headphones, then I hope that you keep it as proof in the long term in case you want to sue her for damages. Everybody loves suing people these days, and it's not a secret at all. People may have earned their hard-earned money to buy things that are not cheap to purchase. they're not easy to purchase because the price tag is so high. It could be an iPhone, it could be the AirPods, it could be an iMac, it could be the Apple desktop computer. A lot of things are expensive these days, and I don't think your friend understands that. I would not be okay with letting people borrow my laptop, for example, and the person refuses to return it to me. You know what I mean? I feel that people underestimate how things are made these days because technology is not cheap. This is why I love getting my own stuff, because it could be less drama to borrow people's stuff. My thoughts is that it costs you to be friends with her, and she seems to be the type of person to use other people. In my personal opinion, I see her as the thief, so I would not trust her at all. I feel that your friend is an opportunist to use you as a friend. That is what friends are not for, and real friends do not hurt each other by using the one person in a friendship. Overall, she does not seem to know how to be real towards her friends. That includes you, because she's being very dishonest. The idea of lying about the amount of money she had to buy you new headphones was very insulting and hurtful. I feel that your friend is making the excuse for being broke. I don't like it when people claim that they don't have money when they actually do. If she was able to afford to give you new headphones, then she would still be your friend. You would not have a problem with her at all. When she's lying, I noticed that she's avoiding things in order to not give you new headphones. That says a lot right there. I find it real to cut off your friends because they don't know how to be a real friend. What I learned from this entire situation is that people are willing to screw you over an item that you know is impossible to buy again because it's expensive. I'm sure that headphones are not cheap at all. It's good for you to cut off your friend because you are the one that's putting in all the effort of a friendship. It is very toxic and unhealthy. If you can tell that someone is not going to return something to you, then don't let them borrow your stuff. I feel that people have a hard time saying no, and I get that. I used to be the yes person, and I'm a no person. The person that says no. In general, it does not hurt to say no at all. People take it personally when others say no, so that's their problem. That is my opinion for this entire situation. I enjoyed recording this episode for you guys. Thank you for tuning in. It means a lot that you listened, especially the new listeners. If you have suggestions on what I can record for the upcoming episodes, regardless of real life culture, internet culture, pop culture, or social media culture, you can send an email, buryweirdpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to be updated by this podcast, please follow this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. That includes other listening platforms as well. I will be speaking in the next episode. Bye.